Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson. Joined in studio, a couple of fine young ladies joining me. We have first Deborah Hackworth, Director of Advocacy Services for Domestic and Sexual Abuse Service. How you doing, Deborah?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Glad to have you here. And
thank
also
you.
Krista DeBoer, did I say that right, Krista? And
yes,
you are an LLMSW. What is that? What's an LLMSW?
So I'm a limited licensed master's of social work.
Say that three times quite fast, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. You have these long titles to your names. You know, I'm just Ray Gustafson. I'm the morning host. Something, you know. You got to get this all on a business card. That sometimes is a little bit tough. Tell me about the services, Deborah, if you would, the services that you offer and where the services are offered to in here in Southwest Michigan.
Yes. Well, at Domestic and Sexual Abuse Services, we offer many services. Our guests. You would say flagship is our shelter. We've been around for 35 years. And so we have a safe shelter located in St. Joe County, Michigan. We serve St. Joe County, Cass County, and Van Buren County here in Southwest Michigan.
Okay.
And so for over 35 years, we've offered safe shelter to women and children who need to flee an abusive relationship or abusive situation.
I wish, and I'll just say it. I wish that you didn't have had a job. I wish that you didn't have a job. Is that a fair statement to make?
Absolutely.
I wish that we didn't need you.
Yeah.
To say that, but it's sad that we need this service, though.
Yeah, we say our goal is to work to put ourselves out of business.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different jobs that I wish we didn't have to have. I wish we didn't have to have police officers.
Right.
I wish that we didn't have to have firefighters, and I wish that we didn't have to have a service like this, but I'm glad we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very thankful that we do. How long have you been doing this line of work, Deborah?
Well, in 2002, I began to volunteer for Domestic and Sexual Abuse Services. My mom actually came on to do a monitored exchange program with the agency. And mm-hmm. our family is the type that when we get into something, it's a family situation. And so in 2002, I began to volunteer in various capacities. And then in 2011, I came on as a paid employee of Domestic and Sexual Abuse Services.
Yeah, good for you. And Krista, give me a little background on you. How long have you been involved or how did you get involved in this?
Yeah, so I was actually in grad school. And for my first internship, I was placed with Deborah at Domestic and Sexual Abuse Services. So I interned there for about a year. And I kind of did a little bit of everything. So I helped out at the shelter. I worked with the advocates.
Help lead support groups.
Just kind of a little bit of everything.
I applaud the both of you and the services that you offer here. It's got to be a tough job to have to do something like this to see that. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you have somebody close to you, or have you experienced abuse of any kind? And I know I'm really putting you on the spot here, but is that what made you passionate about wanting to do something like this, to get involved in this type of work?
Yeah, so I have
feel whatever you're comfortable to share.
Sure. So I actually have a little bit of a different situation because I was actually born in Mexico and was adopted when I was about 17 months. So from what we kind of understand about my kind of beginning, first year and a half of my life, was that both of my birth parents were involved in domestic violence, and then it escalated to the point where my birth father murdered my birth mother.
I'm sorry.
So that's kind of my unique experience. And he was also an alcoholic. So I just had a lot of stuff going on when I was younger. I've spent most of my career as a social worker working with children. And I'm 100% positive that that's why. I just kind of uniquely know what it's like to experience trauma at a young age. And I'm just very passionate about children receiving services, getting support. And just, I know from my own life how having a supportive adult outside of my parents really changed my life.
Yeah.
And to have someone who cared about me and mentored me. And it was actually my gymnastics coach. So she just was like a second mother to me. So in my work, that's really what I'm passionate about, is just being there and being supportive. And, you know, as a therapist, helping children, teenagers, adults move through that process and sit with them in that. So yes, 100% I think my own experience has shaped who I am and has made me so passionate about my work.
Thank you for sharing. I know it's sometimes difficult for some to talk about it, but sometimes it actually feels good to open up and talk a little bit. And thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. So it is, as we mentioned, Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And that was the whole reason that we wanted to bring you in and talk to you about this.
Yes.
So, Deborah, we're doing this as to create awareness, obviously, for mm-hmm. about sexual assault. But you've got a Take Back the Event, Take Back the Night event coming up. It's actually your second one that's coming up on the 17th, right?
Yes, on April 17th. That's a Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Southwestern Michigan College. Mm-hmm. We will hold our second Take Back the Night
event. I know,
event.
That's another one of those say it three times.
I know, I didn't realize it was so hard to this moment.
I stumbled on it the first time, too.
You know? So our second, we were having them some years ago, and it kind of fell off, but we realized, especially recently with the Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement gaining momentum, that there are survivors who need to have a voice for what they've been through, and we want to provide a platform for them to have a voice, because you're only as sick as your secrets. And right. This is a subject that's often not talked about, and so people aren't able to heal. So we want to give a voice to survivors to let them know that they're not alone, and also to let them know that there's help and services available to them, whether their sexual assault happened 5 days ago or 50 years ago. If it's still affecting your life, there is help.
Absolutely.
And healing.
Yeah, help and healing. I was just about to say that. Yeah. So the goal of the Take Back the Night, which is coming up on the 17th, and we've got another one coming up on the 27th I want to get to as well. Mm-hmm. But it's really about the power of speaking out.
Right? Yes.
And feeling comfortable about speaking out so that we create awareness that this is going on, and a lot of people don't realize it, or maybe they do and they just don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Yes, it's very scary to talk about. I think because we don't want to believe that it happens, and I think that we don't want to believe that it's as close to us as it is also. So it makes talking about it real, and I think that that's scary for people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So again, that's coming up on the 17th, and that's going to be where, you said, Deborah?
At Southwestern Michigan College on their campus, and who's partnering with us to bring this to the campus is the Pokagon Band of Potawatomi Indians from Dowagiac.
Sure.
And also a sponsor is the Pokagon Foundation.
Awesome. Glad you can do that. So what's coming up on the 27th then, in addition to this on the 17th, you've got a survivor, what'd you say, a survivor stump?
A survivor stump, okay. Yes. This is our fourth annual survivor stump, and it's at Fred Russ Forest Park in Decatur, Michigan, off of Marcellus Highway.
Sure.
And what that is a 5K run or trail run.
Sure.
And a 1.4-mile walk to bring awareness of domestic violence and sexual assault. Now, this is a fundraiser, and so there is on our website a link to register. I believe it's $25. Mm-hmm. We also encourage people to bring out their dogs. And we have little treat bags for the dogs and everything. It's really, it's a short event because if it was me doing a 5K, it would take a lot longer. But people.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, so. But people who are used to doing 5Ks, it really doesn't take that long. But it's a great way to show awareness. And the reason why we have a 1.4-mile walk is because 1 in 4 women are victims of some sort of violence in their lifetime.
Right.
And so we want to bring awareness to that. And everyone who runs or walk, they actually get a name tag that has the name and story of a survivor who's lost their lives in our area to mm-hmm. memorialize them and, you know, say their name, you know, bring awareness so that they're not forgotten and so that their deaths are not in vain.
So how can we find out more information about either one of these two events that are coming up, Deborah?
Well, one way is on our Facebook page.
Right.
You can look up our agency at Domestic and Sexual Abuse Services, mm-hmm. and also on our website.
And the website is?
DASASMI.org.
And I want to get a little shameless plug in. You've recently started podcasting.
Yes.
And there's some really good podcast information on the website as well. Give me the website one more time, Deborah.
The website is DASASMI.org.
Awesome. Or if you just search it, you'll find it if you just
Google
search
it as well. Right, yeah. We are fortunate to now be on iTunes and Spotify.
Awesome.
And there's also a link on our website. But yes, we've released our second episode of our podcast that's called I Didn't Know I Was in an Abusive Relationship. And we want to bring awareness and prevention to the masses because so many don't know that when they've been if they were raised in a home where there were violence, or if they think that this is just normal, then they don't know that they're in an abusive relationship or that there's help, hope, and healing out there for that.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're running short on time here. So thank you for coming in, Deborah Hackworth and Krista DeBoer. Thanks for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.